Good morning. Hello and good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Today is Sunday, May the 10th, and I'm back. You know, not that that's a, I don't know, it's a thing, right? You know, I was gone, and I was very happy to have Alan and Art take care of the show last week. It was a fabulous show. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot I can talk about all your calls and thoughts and whatnot, but maybe we'll go there. Maybe we won't. We've got this week to deal with. And what exactly do we have to deal with? What is it? Actually matter at all. Hey, I've got Susan Danzler on this week, and of course Alan will be joining us, but to kick it all off, I just wanted to, you know, kind of get all woo-woo on you, and you know, it's all in your head, man. Maybe not all of it. There might be a little ball running around there going squishy squishy. Well, that might be in your head too. Or somebody's head, or somewhere. But anyways, sorry, Ken. I kind of, like, took a long time getting to this. Hey, play the clip, and then we'll get on with the show.
You see this? Put your right hand in the box.
What's in the box?
Hey, stop. Put your hand in the box. I hold at your neck a gomja bark. This one kills only animals.
Now you're suggesting a duke's son is an animal?
Let us say, I suggest you may be human. Your awareness may be powerful enough to control your instincts. Your instinct will be to remove your hand from the box. If you do so, you die. Itching. There. Now, the itching becomes burning. Heat upon heat upon heat.
Burns.
Silence! Silence!
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me. And through me, I must not
feel flesh.
I do feel a crisping. Death brings total obliteration. I will face my
flesh. Dropping off.
Here is the little death. You must not fear. Here is the little death.
Yeah, enough. Yeah, that's a scene from a movie called Dune, right? That's Frank Herbert's little science fiction thing. And, well, hey, that book was incredible, right? You know, the movie was incredible, too, just for that single concept. In that scene that we just heard, the king's son sticks his hand in the box and some witch chick, right, is sitting there telling him, and she's got electronics that make him believe that his hand is burning. And he can feel it, but he has to disconnect his body from his mind. We kind of have that same problem right now as we go through the internet, and the internet might as well be that damn box. And the television might as well be that damn box, too. You know, as it tells you, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. And you go, no, hey, no, hold on, logic doesn't work that way. You're going to die, it tells you. And I don't know, it's just kind of strange. Mind control, for sure, right? And even Paul Atreides, the character, the king's son in there, you know, he slips a little bit and he realizes that, oh my God, it starts getting to him. Anyways, Alan, are you there?
You are the Kwisatz Haderach.
Aha. It's okay, Mahdi. That was a good movie. I liked it a lot, you know. I didn't know what clip we were going to play, but I don't even know if that played well for radio people. But we'll see. We'll take calls later. Let's see if Susan's here. Susan, did you ever see that movie? I know you're only into Westerns, right?
No, I'm not only into Westerns. I think maybe I saw it, but now you're going to make me have to Netflix it again and watch it again.
Yeah, I've had a couple copies on DVD. You know, it's just kind of like, it's interesting. It's whatever. But I feel that the reason I played that, I guess, was you mentioned something, Alan, to me yesterday that brought up Dune. And I'd been thinking about that and that particular thing. The fear is the mind killer. I went through that, you know, as Susan and Alan know already, and I'll give you guys the story real quick. I'll try to nutshell the damn thing. Pretty damn funny. You know, somebody on the early part of the week gave me a brain worm, right? And maybe the worm was already there. They activated it. And I went with it. Somebody told me I had the sniffles, and I really didn't have the sniffles. It was my voice was going out. It was going out for several days. And one of the people that I know, you know, that are close to me goes, "You have COVID." I go, "Really? No, you got COVID, right?" No. She says, "Well, that's one of the symptoms." And I go, "What symptoms?" I thought you can have no symptoms, right? Well, my foot doesn't hurt. I thought you're supposed to have a pain in the foot and, you know, drainage and this or that, or I don't even know. I didn't even read the thing, but I keep getting all these symptoms of the COVID, you know, and so, yeah, I just blew that off. Actually, I was very terse with them. It was kind of interesting. I said, "What do you want me to do? Should I go get a test? Which test should I get? By which test is accurate? How do we know that it's actually testing for COVID and not just a coronavirus?" They're like, "Whoa, Steve, just chill, man. You're usually so mellow." But I took that very personally because, it's kind of weird when you're walking around in society, and right now we're being shamed as we walk into a store without a mask. You know, these people are looking at you, afraid for their lives, just fearful. And it's like going, "Whoa, okay." They're so afraid. They're even afraid of their car nowadays. They get in the car and they throw on a damn mask because they think that the air conditioner is going to give them COVID. Oh, man, people, come on. Your mask isn't going to do anything for you, even if it was hiding in your air conditioner. Anyway, my story goes on to the next morning, and I thought about my customers that I had to deal with and how they're hiding in their homes and they're hiding in their businesses and they're hiding behind their masks and me going around just being me, you know. And I'm like, "Well, what happens if I do have COVID?" Dun, dun, dun. Fear is the mind killer, friends. So I said, "Well, okay, maybe I should get a test." And then I go, "Well, what test should I get? Well, let's see what the options are." And there were no options, right? There was an option to call the CDC and set up a test somewhere. And I'm like, yeah, crawl into a pit of snakes. Nah, that one's not going to fly. So I called my local hospital, right? You know, what the hell? They're there for stuff and things, right?
They're an award-winning hospital. They've got awards in the paper all the time, Steve. Yeah, they ought to be just a place to go.
It's a perfect place to go. So, and I don't want to be one of those patients that could come in and say, "Hey, doc, I know what's wrong with me. Fix me," right? Go in there and say, "I've got COVID, or I want to make sure I don't have COVID. I thought I had allergies because I've had allergies before, and it felt like allergies, but people are telling me that allergies are now COVID." Okay, fine. So I guess aller-COVID or something. I don't know. So I call them up, right? And I get the runaround for nearly 2 hours. I talk to these people on the phone, and they finally convince me to take a appointment via cell phone, right? They're like, "Oh, okay, well, we'll see a provider, right? We'll get a provider to call you on your mobile device. Let me send you an email," and then they try to send me an email. It doesn't come. Okay, go to a different email address. It doesn't come. Oh, yeah, well, we've been kind of having some problems with that, my aunt, through you. So I called them back, and I said, give me the person I yell at, and called them up, left them a bad message. They called me back, and she informed me that that I should probably go over to their 7-Eleven. Now, the hospital actually has a hospital, right, you know, with staff and all the other stuff, but they also rented a little shop across from the street from the hospital, and it's their 7-Eleven store, and they call it, what, urgent care or something? It's right next to the Subway, next to the Mexican food place, you know, so it's a fast food type extravaganza. Said you should go over there. I said, well, there's one of those things over on the other side of town. Why don't I just go to them? You guys suck, right? And why would I go to your 7-Eleven? Well, they could take care of you. And I said, well, you haven't taken care of me. Why would I go anyway? So I go through that whole thing. You know, it's futile, right? I've got allergies. I know this. I know this. And, well, these guys are 2 hours of wasting my time trying to what? Appease my customers? Well, no, it was to appease me in my brain, right, that I'm not walking into a customer's place and carrying something stupid. The logic comes to my brain and it says, hold on, you have better chances of winning the lottery than you do of having COVID. So what are you freaking out about? I said, okay, we'll get to work, right? And I leave the house and I call up Susan, right, to, you know, lament this whole thing. And I go, Susan, blah, 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 hospital, you know, here, this, that. She's like, take some Allerplex, right? It's a standard process. Dietary supplement, they call it, I guess. Not a nutraceutical, but whatever. But Allerplex is a really neat thing. I don't want this to be a show about Allerplex or anything like that, but I have had great results. And when she said that, I said, oh, man, really? I knew that answer. I knew that, but I'd run out, and I don't have it on my shelf. I ended up being close to a place that sold it, and I took a couple of them, and wow, all of a sudden, my allergies were freaking alleviated. I'm going, damn, that's great. I could talk again. You know, I had an energy level went up. And this, wow. I don't know. Sometimes we're stupid. But I couldn't believe that I actually contemplated going and getting a COVID test. But the fear, it's out there. And, hey, what can you say? Susan, you guys, you been dealing with this at all? Anybody been getting allergies? Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, it took place, like, I don't know, when this first started. My husband says, well, I got some bad news. I got a sore throat. And I looked at him and I said, and I've got a fix for that. So I went and poured him some of my homemade elderberry syrup. And like an hour later, he's like, it's gone. I said, it's just allergies. That's all it is. It's allergies. You don't have the coroners. And then, I don't know, a week later, I looked at him and I go, I got a sore throat. He goes, well, you got a fix for that. So I went and I drank some elderberry syrup, and sure enough, 2 or 3 hours, it's gone. But, you know, the coroner shame is going on. Just like you said, people look at you funny when you don't have on a mask, which I haven't worn since the beginning of this. You know, frankly, I would, you know, like my immune system to be strengthened, and I also don't care anything about breathing my own CO2, you know, it makes no sense. You don't even have to have anything past, you know, high school science, you know, to understand. You breathe in oxygen, you breathe out CO2, and they got these masks on, and I'm sorry, but they can't help but be permeated over time. And, you know, I just realized yesterday that, you know, in 1969, you know, and I was just a little pup then, but certainly not old enough to go off to Woodstock, New York. But there was a pandemic then as well. And, you know, those free spirits got up there and they didn't social distance. I think they even got a little more social. And they didn't get sick. They didn't keel over and die, you know, during Jimi Hendrix solo. You know, everything was fine.
Yeah, I they canceled Woodstock this year, but I think it was because of capitalism or, you know, bad something or other. I forget the whole thing. It was supposed to be the anniversary this year. It's gone, you know. Maybe
yeah, they're afraid. They're afraid of their own shadow. You know, if you care to look, the information's out there. We've had these pandemics. You know, the one in 69 was, I think, avian flu.
I think
it was H3N2. I believe that's what it was. And, you know, don't even get me started on the devastation that this has done to the other 49, but what's in my heart is Texas. You know, I would not even spit on Greg Abbott's seat as he was rolling down the street. I just wouldn't. I want that man gone so bad, I think I would sell my whole property, live in a camper trailer at the KOA, and give a good candidate all the money I raised from it.
Damn. Pretty harsh, huh, Alan?
Yeah. Susan's on top of it this morning.
I pretty much come
to the concept, to the realization, Steve, that basically I guess I have COVID because I've heard all the symptoms, and if you're anywhere between healthy and the grave, apparently you have COVID. So I've just accepted the fact that I've got it.
Yeah, those contaminated tests will really reveal exactly what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you is that you wouldn't have the damn test done in the first place. Oops.
And I still ask the question, why do they have to shove that Q-tip thing all the way up into your brain? If this thing is so viral, they should just be able to wave it in front of your face and get a sample. You know, I say they're putting something up in there. They're going to make testing mandatory. They won't make vaccines, but they'll make testing mandatory. And there's something in that little test that they're putting up there when they're doing it. I don't trust them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why they're putting that thing in people's noses and going so far up. Maybe so they can kill them, you know, or scare them. No.
They're searching for brain matter.
Well, I guess
they're probably not finding much of it in our society.
Yeah, I got that. Hey, but then, you know what? We've started a whole new... you know, startup capitalist system of selling masks nowadays. You know, people are making masks and selling masks, and masks are sexy and masks are not sexy. No, masks aren't sexy. You know, it's just like, but people are trying to make them sexy. You know, as we reopen Texas, you've got two different schools of thought. One, do business. Two, play to people's fears and hopes or something. You know, I've been into two different kinds of businesses here in Fredericksburg, the ones that are opened again and going along with life, and the ones that are opened again and showing that they're so fearful or trying to appease the fearful.
What about the ones that can open, which I don't like this can and allow and shut down or any of that, but I digress. What about the ones that can open and they won't?
Well, there's the fear for you, right? You know, they're afraid of, and they're afraid of a couple things, Susan. One, they sit there and say there's no customers and we need to be able to do 100% capacity. I'm going, bull. Most of the time you're sitting idle. And then the other times you've got a few people, you know, and, you know, bull, right? Then there's the ones going, well, I was listening to Mario Cuomo, and Mario Cuomo said, we're not over this yet, and it's going to be longer, and he's coming back, so hide under your bed. That's, and maybe I'm just generally speaking there, but I found it really, distracting, distasteful, apropos, when I had a meal inside of a restaurant last week, and my waiter came up to me with which looked like a ski mask that covered his face and his neck, you know, all the way up to right underneath his eyes. And then he had blast shield glasses on and a hat. And I'm kind of like going, who are you, masked man? You know, and then they give me a disposable menu and throw down some plastic silverware.
Did they really do that, Steve? Because I heard this as a possibility that this will be the new normal. Disposable throwaway menus, et cetera, et cetera. So this is really going on.
Wow. It's happening. It's happening here in the burg. But then
don't even use that word. I'll just hang up and I'll drive straight to your house for using the new normal word.
What, the burg?
No, new normal. I don't like.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Mind control.
Cookie
catchphrases. I don't need a mask. I need duct tape for my head to keep my brains from splattering on the wall.
Steve was talking about, Steve and I were having a conversation about masks last week sometime, and we were talking about got around to the first responders and how everyone's being praised and everything. I said, yeah, it's like, look, right when this thing started, some women started, you know, taking their old bras and cutting them apart and making face masks out of old bras. I said, do you think they'd do the same thing if men took their old jock straps and made face masks out of their old jock straps? And I said, no.
You should.
Well, maybe if they're gay, they might do it. Oh, look at those industrious gay people.
Well, I was going to have my daughter crochet me one with nice big holes in it and wear it.
I don't know. There's so many of these different masks out there, right? And everybody's trying to figure out how to do it. And we've got a few poor souls that are not working currently. And, of course, they're allegedly supposed to be on unemployment, but that hasn't quite started yet. And allegedly they're supposed to have bailout money, but they don't yet. And so they've been sitting around since the start of this whole thing, waiting for their jobs to come back. And they're starting to come back. So now they're freaking broke, and they have to deal with the fact that their job's coming online. And now they have to go interact with the public, let's say as a server, and wear a mask. Oh, God, how demeaning is that? Hi, I am your slave. I have a mask. Don't look at me. I have gloves. Right? You know, where are we going? You know, we're going exactly where a multi-class society. There's the serving class, and then there's the consuming class, or the ruling class, or something
we're
like that. And that's
exactly where they want the trained monkeys
going.
They want
us to go. And the trained monkeys are going, as long as I can, you know, have a nice mask, you know, that's fine. Really, God. Oh, my God. And then to have to think about what kind of mask to wear for a job and wear the damn thing all day long. Oof.
I want one of those.
You know, pretty soon your wife, you know, guy's wife will be walking up. It's like, honey, does this mask make me look fat? I mean, it's
right. I want one of those that are black and white and have like the skull face on it. You know, if I wasn't really a nice, decent woman, I would, and absolutely had to wear one, I would just get one that says F you.
F you. Yeah, Punisher skull?
The Punisher skull. I don't know what the Punisher skull looks like, y'all. I'm just talking about the one that looks like it looks mean. You know, it looks angry and scary. And I'm I think some bikers wear it. You know, when they're
you're not talking about a Grateful Dead kind of happy go lucky skull type thing. You're talking about a Deathhead skull, okay?
Yeah,
them are happy. No skulls are happy. Right?
I don't want a happy skull. I want a mad, mean one.
I can remember being happy at a Grateful Dead concert.
Well, you know, I've never
kinda
done Grateful
Dead. Kind of felt like a skull at times.
Yeah, get trucking, man. Just get trucking. Whatever. Now I'm sideways. We're sideways always. Doesn't matter. Hey, 1-800-313-9443. Susan, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because you were very opinionated, you know, during a call last week. And we were talking about the chick in Dallas, right? Now, this chick in Dallas, she has risen to the ranks of a national, you know, thing that happened, right? You know, all of a sudden she goes and opens up her hair salon, right? And her business is called something like Hair with Ice Cream or Salon Dallas.
Salon Alamo in Dallas.
Yeah, right. Hair with Ice Cream. So she does a wonderful job of going up against the judge, and it was a great scene, right? But it feels like a scene too now. You know, you think it's organic, right? But the problem I had with that was, first of all, as the scene sets, the night before, she gets on Facebook. This is from what I know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. She gets on Facebook and she says, I've had it, blah, 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 right? You know, all my haircutters or stylists, I think she called them, they don't have money for their kids, this and that. We're opening tomorrow. And then they go, yeah, she's opening tomorrow. Let's go get a haircut. Right? Some guy from an open carry thing decides that she needs military support. And, you know, he shows up at the front door, and he's carrying an AR dressed in all camo. And so the health department, the fire department, come in over there, and they go, well, you got to shut down. You're not COVID compliant. It's no bad girl, right? And the newspapers come over there, and they're like, hey, look, guy with a gun. Let's take a picture. Yeah, salon open. There's a guy with a gun. Woo! Okay. So you fast forward about 5 days, she's in front of a judge. Now, you know this little part a little bit better than me, Susan. So what happened? It's like, I thought it was a video conference with a judge. She had an attorney, and you know who that attorney was. Am I wrong? Am I right?
Tell me that story.
She goes in front of the judge.
Okay, so, well, first off, I want to clarify the armed fellow. I know him. I don't particularly like him.
No.
But I don't have to like him. It's not about that. It's not popularity. He was dressed in, now there may have been another one, but this particular guy, he does live in Dallas. His first name is Murdoch, and he was in like a khaki-colored shirt, jeans. He had on a baseball cap, and he did have his AR. And what I saw was it's evidently a pretty nice shopping center. It's got a courtyard, just nicely designed. So it's got these brick pillars, ever so often. And he was standing up against one of those, just a little bit offset from the door. Now, there may have been some other open carry, yahoo. Well, I say that I open carry most everywhere I go. But I'm talking about the ones that think they're little militiamen and being facetious. But there may have been a camo guy, but I didn't see the camo guy. So
okay,
what initially happened.
Going off memory. Go ahead.
We got just
go?
Going off memory. So, yeah, I heard you. I was just trying to jump in there saying
I'll pick it up, what he was wearing. I'll pick it up with the judge after your break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're talking about hair with ice cream. You know, it's a new thing here in Texas. Well, it's not that dang new. It's a couple weeks old. And Susan was sharing some, you know, insights into the Dallas salon, whatever, a la mode, haircuts a la mode, salon de a la mode, something like that. Anyways, we were arguing about the type of uniform that the individual with the AR-15 was wearing, or maybe we were a little bit past that. Please continue, Susan.
So the interesting thing about Shelley Luther is they were just driving down the road, her and her boyfriend, and she just out of the blue said, "I'm opening my salon," and he said,
"Is that how it really
okay.
happened?" Yeah,
yeah. She was. They did a live video together, and that's how it started. I'm opening my salon. So, of course,
she didn't have 29 tenants, did she?
After a couple of days, the code enforcement and the police came in. Police really in the video acted like they didn't want to be there. And believe me, I'm not one that defends the police, but they got a choice. They can go there and do that and harass someone who does makeup and owns a salon, or they can say, "No, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to find a job doing something else." So the code enforcement came in, wrote her a citation, and it said $1,000 fine, court date. And so right after they left, she went out, still had on her mask, and explained, "There is not an establishment any cleaner," and explained everything that they did to keep clean. The customer sat in their car, and they were called in one at a time per station. And so citation number two happens. Okay, so let's fast forward. She's got a court date. Norn Ward out of Arlington took on the case along with one of our little House reps, Briscoe Kane, out of, I don't know, he's further south, South Texas. Anyways, it was supposed to be a Zoom meeting, and then they changed it to in-person. That not only did they change it to in-person in the court, they demanded that she be there, which, you know, those of us who've been through this, well, I have never had to stand before a court before, hire a lawyer for myself other than the lawsuit. We know we don't have to go to court. We don't have to show up for hearings. You know, if at least the initial one, our lawyer stands before the judge in our stead. So I knew I had the gut feeling that they wanted her there in person because they were going to take her into custody. And so what this judge, Eric Moyer of Dallas, did, and he is a he's the 14th District, Dallas. He's civil. He's not criminal. So what he did to Shelley Luther was he pretty much wanted her to get down on her knees, beg for forgiveness, and admit that she was selfish for risking the community. Okay, so that's communism. community first. And she refused. She says, I am not selfish. I just want to be my family and do what you've got to do. I'm not apologizing, and I'm not selfish. And you know, there's a lot of people that get out there and they bloviate about, well, I'm just not going to take it anymore. Come and take it. Line in the sand, on and on and on. And this lady did it.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Alan, we fast forward.
Wait a minute, let me say this to you. They took her to immediate custody.
Right, right. And that happens a lot of times. But I've never heard of that in a civil court, but you know, her rebellion was, I'm not going to follow your rules. I'm not going to pay this. And, you know, okay. They also did it rather fast comparing to the fact that they shut down all the courts, right? So they took her up. And so, yes, they wanted to hang her. They wanted to do whatever.
And they also would not let her lawyer speak.
Yeah. So she had it all really, really bad, and she went to jail. What day was that? You know, was that Monday or is it Tuesday or is it Friday? I forget. You know, I thought it was Friday.
I think
somebody told me it was Tuesday.
No. I think she went in Tuesday, and 48 hours later, she was out.
She was out. So she did 2 days.
Because she,
So old Governor Ironside.
She was at the big rally at Dealey Plaza in Texas, in Dallas yesterday. Dealey Plaza is where Kennedy was murdered.
Right, you know. And the government wasn't involved in that either.
No.
What do you think, Alan? Do you think that Ted Cruz was part of this, or is just taking advantage of a situation, never let a good opportunity be missed?
Resistance is futile. You must assimilate.
I must go get haircut.
That's what they're wanting. They're pushing as far as they can to see how much resistance they will get to determine pockets of resistance and ways that they need to change their global coordination of this effort to see how they can do it better the next time.
Yeah. I know. It's an interesting point. That story went all over the United States and was an inspiration for a lot of rebellion and so forth.
It was an inspiration for a lot of people that have been sitting on their behinds on their couches. And now all of a sudden, I heard the other day that 48% of Americans cannot name the three branches of government, and 58% have never read the Constitution. So they can say what they want about Shelley Luther. They can begrudge her GoFundMe account, but she's doing good things with that. She came out of Dallas County Jail with a heart for these women that were incarcerated, and she's fixing to start a foundation. These women, one woman was begging her, "Will you hire me when I get out of here?" And she had been in there 6 months. She didn't know what for. And she says, well, certainly. Well, what is it that you do? And she says, I can clean. I can clean the place for you. And so they put these women in jail and for, you know, victimless crimes. And so what Shelley has decided is they don't care. They just don't care about these women. And instead of
they don't care about
22
the men
hours
either.
A day, they're confined. They have 2 hours a day to get out and walk and, you know, get some air, I'm supposing. And so what she wants to do is she wants to set up a program with this money that has been pouring in to start training these women into a trade, be it makeup, be it nails, be it hair. And somewhere in the south side of Dallas, pretty rough area, she met this couple that own a...
Susan.
It's a school.
I hate to interrupt you, but I'd just like to make this point that it's not just the women that are neglected and treated badly in jail slash prison. It's the whole prison jail industrial complex.
Of course.
The fleecing of the people and, you know, to take care of them. And I guess she does have a heart for these people. But I've heard that song sung by lots of people. I went to jail and now I'm going to, you know, these people have already been through the meat grinder and now they're meat, right? They're just ground beef. You know, we got to stop them before they go in. And one of the things that she did was she stood up to the system before she got turned into ground beef, I guess. But I don't know. I just don't see that starting foundations or groups like that have any effect. Her standing up as an individual, as a person, was great. But it seems a little bit off to me to shift the whole subject. But that's just me. I'll give you a response on that, and then we're going to go to the phones real quick. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think the point here is that she wants some good to come from this. She doesn't want $500,000. She doesn't need $500,000. And
and
so far, now, of course, I've never met her, but I've been following this closely. But so far, she has kept her word. And this black couple that run this beautician school and barber school, she met with them last week and then found out that they have a lot of people that black youth that have been in trouble, and they're trying to get them through this school so that they can come out with a trade and, you know, make a living for themselves. And she ended up giving them $18,000 for scholarships for them to get as many as of these young black people into this school. So she's already putting her money where her mouth is.
Well, that's good. You know, I kind of expect that if she's a real person to take care of other people. Now, we're gonna go ahead and start taking calls. We're going to keep them, like, a little bit short. We don't have a long droning on because I do have a lot of other stuff I want to cover and so forth. We'll try to keep them really quick. And 1-800-313-9443. Tom in Utah. Hello. Are you there? Knock, knock.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Wanted you to understand why they jab that swab all the way up into your cerebral cortex. I want to see if you have any brains at all.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. They probably didn't find much in our society.
By the way, the reason they do that is because they've got to get up into your living tissue and actually rupture it and get to micro lesions so they get a little bit of blood from your bloodstream.
Oh,
because
no.
If all
That's
they
terrible.
Get is just your mucus, you understand what Lysol is. You know that term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Disinfectant. Well, guess what? God in his wisdom made your mucus to be like Lysol. And so whatever is captured in your mucus is already being destroyed or lysed. The term lysed means be denatured, broken down, cut. So if they get just your mucus,
and it is the beginning of your digestion process when you chew your food.
And also when you sneeze, you're not sneezing blood, you're sneezing mucus. So whatever is captured in that mucus is already being destroyed in the process. So when they say that you get the infection from somebody sneezes, I hate to say it, it's that level of education that they got. It's called the BS.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, I've been hearing this stuff all week about how people now are afraid of their cars. Have you heard this one? The one that the people want to wear their masks in their cars because somebody on TV or something told them that it lives in their air conditioner. You catch on to go ahead.
They show these demonstrations where you can see droplets coming out of people as they sneeze, you know, with the backlighting and all that. But the joke is whatever's in that sneeze droplet is already basically dead. Or so near death that it can't even make any more babies. You know, if I take you and I tie you out in the desert, strip your clothes off, and leave you out there 3 days later, what am I going to find? I'm going to find a dead carcass. You'll be a dead carcass. I mean, you'll be a carcass. I will recognize who you are. But you can't hurt me because you've already expired. But if I go out there, let's say a day after I've tied you up there, you may be still alive and breathing, but you ain't going to get up and fight me. You ain't going to make any more children either. So the joke is, once your body's expelling these organisms in your mucus, it's already being decomposed, and it's not going to cause anybody any infection. See how smart God is? Yet we forget that God or Christ or they told the apostles to go in and put their hands on the head of the sick and give them a blessing. Is God either stupid or malicious? Because he puts these people right inside of their social spacing circle and actually has them put their hands on their head. I mean, that's what Christ was telling his apostles. So apparently Christ had forgotten to read the CDC and the World Health Organization directives. By the way, for decades, I would walk into a patient's room, put my hand on their wrist, check their pulse, check their belly to see if their breathing rhythm is okay, check their head to see if they've got a temperature. And I never would worry about a mask or protection as long as I didn't open their body and get blood on my hands directly. These organisms only go blood to blood, and that is the fact. Thank you, God.
Yeah. Well, that's damn interesting, you know. Didn't take that angle on the snot or mucus, as you call it so eloquently. Oh, hey, what do you think about Ohio? You know, I'm sitting there hanging out in Texas, right? And in my county, we have one person that's sick from COVID, and they might actually have something called COVID, or the test might be wrong, but we have one. Before that, we had two. We might have three. I don't know. These people aren't dying here. Nobody's really dying. But Ohio, they're like going, you know, we've got all sorts of people dying. I still don't know one person that has died of COVID that the people that I know, Tom. Do you know what I mean? What's happening here in your mind?
Poppycock. The $13,000, the $39,000 if they're put on the, if they're intubated and put on the machine, and they die anyway because they're circling the drain in the first place. My daughter is actually working right now in New York area. She said the people that are dying are the people who would have been dying if you'd just breathed on them if you'd opened the window, the breeze blew on them. They're circling the drain already. In fact, I have a friend who's a one of the firemen who worked on the trade towers, and he said, out of all my fellows in the fire department, not one of us have been sickened with COVID, yet we've been hanging around these people that theoretically carry it and are infecting everybody. So he said, as far as I'm concerned, it's poppycock. You know, that's his opinion living right there in New York. My daughter says, nobody's dying of this except for the people who are going to die anyway. And all they want to do is make the money.
Stacking bodies in semi-trailers out in the heat with just blocks of ice.
She said, no, the only thing that's filling New York is moving vans. People are moving out. They can't
damn,
survive there.
Texas. Oh, hell.
By the way, I'm in Utah, not Ohio. Teasingly, I'm 80 years of age, so
I
should be.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alert, alert, intruder alert, intruder alert, contact tracing required, intruder alert. Now, Republic of Texas Radio, hey, we're being invaded, right? You know, they're invading our personal space. They think that they can tell us what to do and where to do it. Well, we'll see. We'll see how that works.
Actually, they're giving us our personal space back, Steve. They're giving us 6 feet of personal space.
Actually, yeah. What I want is for the government to practice social distancing.
You know, if they go away and don't come back, you know, just get out of here. Well, we got a scary government, though. I mean, it's damn scary. I want to talk a little bit about this whole new industry that's coming up with the contact beep. So Susan doesn't want to even hear the word, but it's called contact beep. But the scary world is, I saw a guy from the United Nations what was it, yesterday? And he was talking about, the United States being in a poor place, right? You know, damn politician. We've let this country go. And so you know what that means, the poor United Nations. They can't get enough money from us anymore. They're worried about not getting any money because we're broke. You know, we're broken. You know, they're like, well, I know we need money from the United States, and they promised that they're going to take care of our needs and give us money, you know, but we don't want to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. And I'm going, damn, why are you playing with my government like that? Right. You know, they're not a damn goose. Stop taking their money. And what right do you have to this money anyways to expect the United States to give to the UN so they can give to whoever the hell the UN wants to give it and then cut a little slice of the pie for the UN? You know, that's not our game. We didn't get into a game to do that. Helping people shouldn't be that stupid and idiotic. But, you know, anyways, I don't know. That just kind of came out. I wanted to talk about what's the right word for it? Alan, spying, eavesdropping.
Electronic slavery.
Well, yeah, contact tracing, right? So let's see. We might not be able to get into this too much before the top of the hour, but here's the deal. I was watching some damn thing on streaming media, and they put inserted an ad into a show. And this ad said, hey, join blah, 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 school of blah, 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 and study contract tracing. This new and opening field allows you to help people and to help fight the virus, and you don't even need a high school diploma to get involved in it. And I'm going, oh, my God, we're just, like, screwed. And I didn't realize how...
What's the name of this new department or organization? It's not the Stasi, is it?
I don't really know the root of it, right? Not yet, but Global Health Now, it's a publication out on the interweb. They say that we need help identifying people who have been infected in COVID-19, reaching out to those cities will require at least 100,000 workers in the United States. They estimate that they need an army to do this, right? So they're going to hire all these people to go around saying, who'd you talk to? Who'd you touch? You know, oh, it can be scary. And that's the music. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.